Hello, this is Jim Thomas welcoming you to the Message Share Ministry of the Sovereign Grace Baptist Church, which is located in Muncie, Pennsdale, Pennsylvania. The message you are about to hear was preached in a worship service. After some congregational singing, the speaker will be Ken Ashcroft, who is a missionary to Eastern Europe.
Well, I want to have a little fun with Ken. He likes Onward Christian Soldiers, he said this morning. Good. Yes, it's all right. But it was written for little children on our way to a kind of a festival. And let's see, where is it? 490. And the man said, those children walking up that street, they ought to have something to sing. And so this man, Gould, he wrote this very quickly, and he said, boy, it made a difference. Now, he said, I will say this, that I question some of the ways that I put it as far as being biblical, but he said, it just sprang forth, and people used it and used it. That's interesting. Yeah. Now then, let's go to 496. This is written for adults, and go labor on, and 496, and wait a minute, I'm not through here yet. I want to have a little fun with this, Brother Ken. This man, Horatius Bonner, is, I want to tell you, he's called the Prince of Scottish Writers, Songwriters. He has written over 600 hymns. Now, I'll say this. He has written this to Christians. Boy, it's powerful. And you don't have to worry about the theology here either, because he's telling us to go forth out there and compel the wanderers and speed the work and toil for him, praise him. It's a great hymn. So let's sing both. Okay, let's sing this first. 496, please.
Should not the servant those stands again, please. Glory, glory, while you stand. Christian soldier at the end of the service, Brother Ken. And I'd like us to do something here. Go to 686 and let's sound the battle cry. Rouse then, soldiers, rally around the banner. Steady, steady. That is 686.
Yes, Lord, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Thank you for that promise. Lord, we're living in days, and some of us feel it rather extensively that we're in this battle, and we see so many things that are just being put aside, and apostasy all around, truth and Christ, and all these things, it seems, that we need to be encouraged. And so tonight, as our brother is here, we ask that you would bless him and give him freedom. And as he ministers to us from the Word, may our hearts be open, may we hear, and may our desire is to please our blessed Lord Jesus. Thank you for Brother Ken and Kath, helping them over the years. It's a blessing they've been, and the work that you've given them to do. And, Father, year after year, doing that which we believe is pleasing, giving forth the precious word in our Lord Jesus Christ, receiving honor and glory, and we're grateful in his name. Amen. Please be seated. Brother Ken, I'm going to turn it to you because here we are until you get a message, and this, the video. Now, they want you to speak into this thing. The closer you can get to that, I guess the better they like it. I don't know, brother. Yes. Yes.
Before we look at the video, we'll have a word from the scripture. And I trust that what I have to say will challenge us and cause us to press on with that thought of the hymn, Forward, Onward, Christian Soldiers. And above all, I trust it, what we have here will be a description of every one of us in this meeting tonight, including myself. So I'm turning to Acts of the Apostles, and a very well-known chapter, and that would be Acts chapter 6. In the 6th chapter of Acts. I'm not going to read it, but I'm going to make reference to the verses that I want to bring before you, and that, of course, will save us a lot of time because of the video. Now, I'm sure that you will all agree with me that we know from the earlier chapters in this book of Acts that the spiritual growth of the early church provoked external persecution or opposition. We know that. Whenever a local church is moving forward for Christ, there will be some form of opposition. And if we are, again, referring to Onward Christian Soldiers, and we're going forward, well, the devil is always very active. But it is not only external opposition, but we see here from Acts chapter 6 that the growth of the early church produced internal strain, and that is very clearly set before us here in this 6th chapter. So again, let me put it repeat to you: when the church moves forward for Christ, Onward Christian Soldiers, there will be external opposition, and you can be sure that there will be, and you know it is true, it happens in so many churches, and especially where there is great spiritual growth, there is internal frustration or internal stress, or whatever way you want to look at it. And here we see this very clearly in Acts chapter 6, because when the word is preached and the blood is exalted and souls are being saved, well, the devil's not going to sit still. And the church was growing. And they had this problem, as we see in chapter 6, because the Greek speaking Jews here, as we read in verse 1, the Grecian murmuring of the Grecian against the Hebrew Jews, and the distribution of material support to the poor widows in the Greek-speaking section of the church. They were suffering neglect. And in those days, when the number of the disciples was multitude, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews, because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration, meaning in the material support of the church for those who needed that support, and they were suffering this neglect. Now, the problem there was too much, according to what we have in the verses that follow. It was too much for the apostles to deal with, because they had been set apart for the ministry of the word and prayer, and they could not spend time dealing with this matter of internal stress. So as we know in verse 2, the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. It's too much for us. Therefore, we must, verse 3, brethren, we must look out among you 7 men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. Now, remember, it was not something that they were given after they were called to that position in the local church. They were before men that were full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom and of great faith. And because they had that mark upon them, then they were men that were in peak condition for the work of God. They were men that were living at the fountainhead. They were men that were overflowing in spiritual matters. And they were called to this very delicate work. And the names of them are given in verse 5. And as you remember, I said to you before, from verse 4, we will give ourselves, continue to prayer, the ministry of the word. It's too much for us, but we'll call the 7 men. And the one who is leading, the description of the first one given, of course, is Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, and then followed by Philip. And the other names are mentioned, but we know that there is very little that we can say about them. But there is a lot that can be said about Stephen and Philip. But they were men who were in that peak condition to take over this work that was allotted to them. Now, I like to think of Stephen. He was a remarkable man, and Philip. But I want to focus for just a moment on this man, Stephen. And what a description. That's why I said that I trust it'll, the description is not just Stephen, but for Ken Ashcroft and for all of us here. However, for me, Stephen was a Paul before a Paul. He was a preaching deacon. He was an evangelist. He had gifts from God. And the description given to Stephen in verse 5 is outstanding. A man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. Now, if you look here, you will notice in verse 3, seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and of wisdom. Now, that includes the seven men, so that includes Stephen. So Stephen was a man who was full, along with the others. But Stephen, I say again, is brought out in Scripture, and Philip more than the others, but they were men. But Stephen, he was a man who was full of the Holy Ghost. Verse 3. And I notice in verse 3 that in reference to the man, to the men mentioned in verse 5, Stephen would be a man full of wisdom. So these are the kind of people that God uses, and we must ask ourselves the question, am I a servant of God full of the Holy Ghost and full of wisdom? And if you look at verse 5, you will see that Stephen was a man full of faith. He had wisdom because he needed spiritual insight into the work that was entrusted to him. He was a man that was full of the Holy Spirit because he needed to be led by the Holy Spirit. And he was a man that was full of faith, meaning that he walked by faith. Romans 10 and 17. But then you will notice in verse 8 that Stephen was a man full of faith. But then he was a man full of faith, as in verse 5. But in verse 8, in the old manuscripts, that is, he was a man full of grace. So he was full of wisdom, he was full of the Holy Spirit, and he was full of faith, and he was full of grace. And of course, we note in verse 8 that he was full of power. Well, we shouldn't be surprised at that, because surely it's not having that description, it's not inappropriate to say that Stephen was a man living at the fountainhead. He was a man who had spiritual energy, because he was full of wisdom, he was full of the Holy Ghost, he was full of faith, he was full of grace, and here in verse 8, he was full of power. Now, is that a description of Ken Ashcroft, of Pastor Bill, of Cass Ashcroft, of all of us? It should be. We should be men, it's worth repeating, living men and women. We should make a claim to that, and we should be living at the fountainhead, overflowing in the work of God. May that thought be written upon all our hearts, and may we go away to live as Stephen lived, a man full of wisdom, full of power, full of the Holy Ghost, full of grace, full of faith. And when you're like that, you can't go wrong. Hallelujah. What a wonderful Savior we have. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. Kath, are you full of grace? Hallelujah. I am what I am by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Well, brethren, you have been so precious to us, you still are. We're few in number. You're not the big crowd of 1,000 or more, but you're faithful prayer warriors. You're plodders. And that's what I like to see. And you know your missionaries. You know them. That's good. In a church of 1,000, they don't know them. It's good when you can know them and see them, and here we are back again, and your prayers and the way you lift us up over these many years, as your pastor mentioned, certainly many years have passed, and here we are back again, and we just rejoice to be with you. The recent book, you know our ministry, it's first and foremost giving preeminence to the preaching of the Word of God, which I'm doing in Hungary and in Romania, proclaiming the Word of God in the churches, but always with a literature thrust behind it. And I think the two should always go together. The preaching of the Word and follow it through to the congregation, would say, now listen, I have something for you to take home. And that's why we have these books that are gratis, and they don't pay for them, but we're able to make a distribution. And this one is John 3:16, and only recently translated from English into Romanian and into Hungarian. And we had 1,000 copies. I gave one to Romanian Joshua's wife today. She was delighted. 1,000 in Romanian and 1,000 copies in Hungarian. And almost all of them, just a short supply, we keep them in Romania, but I always have a packet or more in my car as I travel in England to present to any Romanian I have. So we're coming to close to an end, but we still have some. John 3:6, it is wonderful. And these have gone out, that I say, almost 1,000 distributed Hungary and in Romania. And then you remember last year I mentioned we have Ted Donnelly from the Reformed Presbyterian Church in Belfast, Northern Ireland, Heaven and Hell in Hungarian. And that one there, Rye, that's Romanian. That one is Hungarian. And then we have this one, R.C. Sproul, on Money Invisibly, on the subject of providence. The providence of God. Mana Invisibili. So, the hand of God. And that you've seen, I've presented it to you before, which is Belcher, A Journey in Grace on the Doctrines of Grace, and Charles Haddon Spurgeon. So all these are the books. We are very, very careful to whom we give them and to whom what kind of books we present. As you will see in a video shortly, he to in one church, a gypsy meeting, and he's asking the gypsies, to come forward and will you read that? And he's getting them to read to make sure that they can read before he gives them the book. Now, so there you are. I think now we could turn on the video, but maybe I should just say one other thing very briefly. I mentioned this to you before, but you did not see the picture because I took the picture in the Poconos, and it is of the loading of the loading of a car with over 750 copies of the book Heaven and Hell, and they were to be taken to the Romanian Congress in Illinois, and I couldn't go last year. It was Labor weekend, and my friend who from the refugee camp who lives in the Poconos now, he was going. So we are loading his car with the 750 books on Heaven and Hell for the Romanians in their Congress meeting of over 1,000 that would gather. They have it spring and they have it in the Labor weekend. And our sister Romanian, she has been to those conferences. And so that is what it's opening with. You'll see us putting the books in. And Gabriele said to me, Pastor Ken, when I put them on the table and a picture at the back with your photo, not that we wanted that, but if they say, oh, Pastor Ken and Kath from the camp in Italy, oh, the books must be good. So that's why they put them there. And they were gone, he said, it seemed like 5 minutes and they'd all disappeared. 750. So I thought I'd let you see and then you'll know what that is. Okay.
Thank you for listening to this recording from the Sovereign Grace Baptist Church of Muncie, Pennsdale, Pennsylvania. We trust that it will have a lasting and eternal blessing to you. We would encourage you to visit us at 325 Yetter Road, Muncie, Pennsdale, Pennsylvania, or by way of our website at www.localchurchpa.com. That's www.localchurchpa.com. For further information, please call us at 570-546-6859 or email us at email@localchurchpa.com.